You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Come to Chicago for the draft. Come see us at Red Ivy tomorrow from noon to 2 as we broadcast Cleveland Browns Daily live from Chicago, the home of the 2015 NFL Draft. That'll be a lot of fun. Browns backer bar there. We'll have a lot of members of the Dog Pounds. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Food, drinks, giveaways.
Got to get some Giordano's pizza.
Giordano's is
I don't know about
good.
That pizza, but like...
I'm still, to be honest, and I know people don't like... I'm much more of a Sicilian-style pizza person than
I'm a
Chicago
pizza guy.
Deep dish.
I don't care. Chicago deep dish is like too doughy for me.
Too much bread.
Yeah.
I'm not into pizza for the bread. You know me. I don't like the bread.
No, you don't.
I like the carbs.
Well, I'm fat. I'm all in.
You said it.
Someone bring back some pie for me.
Ah, Gibbs. Hilarious. All right, we're going to the phones. 216-578-0850. Don in Avon Lake. What's up, Don?
All right. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. This is for Nathan and Matt.
Yes.
First of all, Nathan, Paul Brown and Marion Motley are shaking their heads in their graves. And Matt, what is your gut feeling about Marcus Mariota? And go Michigan. Thank you, guys.
Don't waste my time. My gut feeling on Marcus Mariota, when's the last time you beat us? And you just fired your coach and hired a new guy desperately out of nowhere. Anyways, moving on. My gut feeling on Marcus Mariota is that he's a project.
Good to talk. What did I do to Paul Brown, by the way? Let's go to Jim in Brunswick now. Jim, what's up?
Hey, not too much, guys. First of all, just to hit on the draft itself, I think everybody would trade down if they could.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's been said.
I like Cooper and Williams to be, I don't know, surefire as you can get in the NFL. I think Fowler has great upside, but I think everybody would if they could. And on Mariota, you know, trading up to grab a quarterback, that never seems to work for people. And I think there's a reason for that. Usually the people that are picking up high don't have a quarterback. So why would they pass on a guy
that's my point.
A quarterback? It doesn't make
any sense.
You're
right. Same with the Jets, you know? Same with the Redskins.
Yeah, why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. And another thing about that, so what are you going to do? Okay, if you get lucky and you get the number one pick and there's Andrew Luck out there, or Peyton Manning, or Elway, obviously that's the way to do it to get the quarterback. But I think the other way to do it is kind of the San Francisco 49ers. You know, they had some lean years, and they were picking linemen and defensive linemen, offensive linemen. People were like, what are they doing? Well, they're building talent. Once they found Kaepernick, and they got the coach too, but boom, what happened? Instant championship contenders. Because they had talent, and they found a quarterback that was capable.
Right.
And I think in the division, there's a great example of that at Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, now they haven't won a playoff game. But do you know they have, like, the most players that they've drafted on their team right now? And what that's saying is with a quarterback that's, you know, maybe not an elite quarterback, they're competing in a very good division with good talent. So that's why I don't think you should reach for quarterback.
It is true, and that's kind of what I think, too, unless it is that slam dunk guy. And I think the Browns had an opportunity to get one of those last year. They didn't.
Who was that?
I'm told I can talk about him for one more day. Theodore. That's it. All right, let's go back to the phones right now. Stuart in Akron. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, how you doing? I think the 12 and 19 for Mariota is not that expensive.
It's not going to be. It's just not going to be only 12 and 19.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I know that. No way. But it might sound funny and joking. Maybe we can give them one of our quarterbacks. Maybe they will take Johnny or something. Because we got a project
Dan
anyway.
Lewis.
You know, or that Lewis, if they would take it, that's probably still not enough. But I think we do need a quarterback. And you said he's a project or something away. But we got projects now. We don't really know what Manziel or Lewis or them going to do. We're going to have to work with them. So if you're going to work with someone, let's work with someone who's already a proven winner from where he come from. Because the ones we have, we're not proven winners. So we already going to work with somebody. Let's work with somebody who's a proven winner and take a chance with him. Because we're taking a chance anyway this year. That's just my opinion. Thanks.
Thank you very much for the call.
I don't mind. He's right. You know, you take a chance on whoever you draft, but I'd rather take a chance on a guy that fills a hole right now for me.
I want to get the best players.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't care.
Best player, D-line, wide receiver, and outside pass rusher.
That's what I want.
Fills a hole right now as opposed to potentially in 3 years when we may need it.
But if you get if a quarterback, you wait 3 years, Green Bay's not sad they waited 3 years for Aaron Rodgers. But again, they also had, you know, Brett Favre.
He was all right.
He was okay. Yes, he was okay. So if you get the right quarterback, there's no price too high. But if you're wrong and you pay that high of a price, it could cause serious, serious issues going forward for your teams. 216-578-0850, Brian on a cell. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
Good. Matt, you are the backbone of that 02 championship team, so you can understand this much as anybody. You take 12 and 19, and you just stack those with great defensive players, and you make a juggernaut, smash-mouth defensive team, and then in 2 years, you do something like trade up and get a quarterback you really like.
Yeah.
And then I think it's just it's simple like that. You just stack that defense, make them smash mouth, just like AFC North. And I think it won't go wrong doing that.
It will. It's really hard to just wrap my head around that because the template for winning in the National Football League is a little bit different than it is like that in college football. Yes, you need a great defense, but you can even get away with a good defense with a franchise quarterback. And that's the key part of the puzzle that we're missing. And that's why I'm not sold on Marcus Mariota. To me, he's not the by far and away franchise quarterback. And I'm not willing to give up two quality players that are going to make me better this season for a guy that
and
might be.
Term.
Exactly.
And long term. Let's not forget that. And long term. All right. 216-578-0850, guys. Keep them coming here with us. We've got Frank in California. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks. Okay, nobody wants Mariota, especially for what they're asking. But we know Kelly wants Mariota, and we know the Browns are interested in Bradford. What's the chance that this is a way to get to deal with Kelly to get more picks and probably get Bradford, the guy that they want, too?
I believe that all of this is about driving the price up for Philly. I still think Chip Kelly wants to get Marcus Mariota, and I think he's going to find a way to do it. Perhaps the Browns are a vehicle with Bradford in there, but I still think ultimately all this that we're hearing about is about getting Marcus Mariota and Chip Kelly
together. Two things when it comes to Marcus Mariota that will, again, regardless of what radio show that I'm on, that will not surprise me tomorrow, is that if Marcus Mariota ends up a Philadelphia Eagle or Marcus Mariota ends up a Cleveland Brown.
Do you think that it is more likely that Marcus Mariota is a Brown or Eagle than it is that he is a Tennessee Titan?
No. Having thought through that process, I think that a lot of this trade talk and Mariota's camp now coming out and saying, you know, Philly and San Diego are having talks or interested in moving up. I think, as we've made the point today, the caller just made the point, you know, a few callers ago, that a team in need of a franchise quarterback, if in fact Marcus Mariota is a franchise quarterback as defined by general managers across the National Football League, there is no way you move back from two and set back your franchise by not taking him when you had an opportunity.
It tells
to.
You that the Titans obviously don't think that much of him if they don't draft him, because all they've got on the roster is Zach Mettenberger.
You're right. But when everybody else is thinking that he's the guy, that he could potentially go number one, that he's better than Jameis Winston, how does Tennessee not see that? And for that reason, I think they've just sat back, like you said, driven up the price to get up to number two, but ultimately may end up drafting him and keeping him.
We shall see. Time for one more call before we bring in Ross Tucker. We've got Steve in Magador. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
I just wanted to make two quick points. I think, one, it's got to be a huge red flag when a team with Zach Mettenberger, number one on the chart, is possibly dealing a free lottery ticket to Marcus Mariota. And two, if I were the Browns, I would take Shelton at 12 if he's there, then move back for 19, stockpile picks for next year's draft, and that way if Johnny Manziel busts out, then you can make the big move next year.
I think that that's the sentiment that I have. You want to see what you had in Johnny. I think you make the move.
You have to see what you have in Johnny.
And then you can make the move next year. I agree. We'll see what Ross Tucker has to think about this. It is now the trade talk is all heating up. The rumors are flying here. One day away from the 2015 NFL Draft, Ross Tucker will be with us right after this here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.